the Cincinnati Bengals.
Me, I'm going with the Browns.
Ah, man, oh man. Oh.
I think I'm going with Cleveland also.
They playing in Cleveland.
No, you had the Bengals.
They're playing in Cincinnati.
Mill, you had the Bengals.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sticking with the Bengals because Joe Flacco's not playing.
Oh, he's not?
They're resting his star.
He's not?
No, he's not.
Really?
Oh, let me go change some stuff. Hold on.
Yeah, Joe Flacco, they're locked into that fifth seed. They have nothing to play for.
I mean, hey.
They can play for pride. They can, hey, they're playing for who's going to have a job next year.
Nah,
that's the Bengals.
Some of the players playing for incentives because Clowney need that incentive money. He need a sack and a half tomorrow.
Okay, he get a all sack right. and a half in the first couple yeah. quarters.
No, he get his sack and a half, he get almost $1 million.
And he getting off the field too.
That's all right.
I'm taking Cincinnati.
I'm taking Cleveland because
I'm taking Cincinnati.
It's a few players hungry right, for that team. Incentive money. And they might take somebody head off for it in Cincinnati.
CJ, who you got?
Bengals.
Oh, so I'm the only one with the Browns. Oh, no, Rod? Yeah, she changed her pick. Yep.
Yep, sure did. Flacco's not playing. I don't know who their quarterback is.
It's probably DTLR. Whatever
nope. It'll be PJ Walk. PJ.
Oh, my God. Yeah, give me Cincinnati in that game.
Yeah. I'm sticking with Cleveland.
I don't care what the initials are, it's not going to add up to a W.
You sure?
Yeah.
PJ or DTLR? Robinson, nah, it's not going to.
All right, Cam, I want my 5 points.
Hey, but you wouldn't know there is an importance in that game, though. Because this could be T. Higgins' last game in Cincinnati. For him, as long as he's not hurt, it's basically an audition to get that bigger contract after this year.
He ain't performed well enough for that big contract.
He was hurt, but I'm going to be honest, if I had to have one of the two, him or Chase, a lot of people be like, I'd rather have T. Higgins.
True.
That's a tough sell.
Over Jamar Chase.
Yes, I would, because you know what? When they were both healthy, especially when they played in that Super Bowl game, T. Higgins was balling. He's a more reliable receiver. He's a bigger receiver.
But they paid more attention to Chase.
But if you look at the numbers over, I'm telling you, this is my opinion. If I had to have one of the two, they both healthy. Give me T. Higgins.
He one of the ones that give you the solid yards instead of the glamour and the glitz.
Oh yeah. He had a spectacular touchdown like 2 weeks ago. I don't know how he knew where to turn to cross the plane to that goal line when he caught that pass like at the 3-yard line and somehow the way he turned around and stretched out to get that touchdown for Cincinnati. He's the better receiver this period. He's better.
To be honest with you, I mean, T. Higgins doesn't really have to play this game if you really want to keep it 1,000. He's still going to walk in a free agency and still be one of the highest paid wide receivers, in his free agent market. I don't think he needs this game to prove that.
It ain't that many.
Especially free agent wide receivers.
Somebody's going to pick him up.
I don't think this game will make much of a difference when changing the minds of anybody.
It's crazy y'all say that. He might enter free agency and guess where he's going to end up playing? Kansas City with Mahomes.
And they don't like each other.
For the guaranteed shot that he can get to a Super Bowl.
Oh, I love this. Well, I don't even know if I love to see that happen. That'd be interesting. Okay, guys, Vikings versus the Lions. Are we mailing this one in?
I think Detroit.
Detroit's going to have to play their stars. They still got to fight for this 2 seed.
Yeah.
I'm taking Detroit.
Yeah. All right.
Don't y'all own the tiebreaker, TJ?
No.
CJ?
What? They still
if y'all, even if Detroit win, don't y'all still, cause y'all beat them, y'all still end up with the 2 seed. Right?
All we gotta do is win. We don't worry about anything else.
I mean, the seed don't matter.
They have to win just to keep up with Dallas.
Yeah, right. because Dallas beat them last week.
I mean, but if I was Detroit, win or lose, I'm good with the 3 seed because I'm a division winner. They already locked up their division. They can't finish no worse than 30.
Yeah, but you want to go in with some momentum, though.
It's a lot to
add. Anything for Detroit is momentum.
Not a loss.
Name the last time that Detroit was a playoff team.
Name the last time a team lost and then they had momentum.
Hey, look. A playoff berth to Detroit is better than anything.
Look.
Point blank period right now. Because they ain't had one in years. Well,
you know what? They still got to play for that two spot.
Yeah, it's something to play for, but they ain't going to
win. One extra home game in the playoffs.
They not going to get it.
But I mean, they're not getting any higher than third.
Romar, exactly. I can't go along with your logic here.
My logic is, regardless.
Your logic is yours.
If Dallas go in there and beat us, Dallas go in there and beat us 6-0 tomorrow in D.C., Dallas the 2-seed, I don't see us beating Dallas at all tomorrow at home.
I hope you do.
Dallas going to go ahead and lock up the 2-seed.
Uh-huh.
It's a gimme.
Uh-huh.
So who you got, Romar?
What, in the Detroit game?
Yes.
Give me Detroit with the 3-seed.
All right.
All that just to agree with us.
CJ, who you got? Lions or Vikings? Lions or Vikings?
Oh, Lions. Lions.
And I'm going the other direction. I'm going with the Vikings.
Hey, you want the 5 points.
Why?
Why?
You want 5 points.
Why?
I just told you, he won 5 points.
Hey, everybody's going against the grain today.
No,
I look at it like this. Because see, that painful loss last week might linger into this week. Mm. And they've been known to lose it at home at times.
Oh yeah, CJ, I lost the fantasy football Super Bowl last week too.
So,
Bragging told us you were going to win.
Hey, I predicted that I was going to get there.
You predicted you was going to win.
Yeah, but I got dragged.
Good.
Man, beat me by like 600 points, CJ.
Oh, I love it.
You got blown out.
Wow. Hey, look. And the crazy thing, everybody that I didn't start it would have made me win the joke.
Wow.
Yep.
Everybody that I didn't start, I would have had every point that I needed to win.
Every point. Ooh. So everybody got the Vikings and Lions in? Got theirs in on that one?
Yep.
All right, the Jets and the Patriots.
Uh-oh.
I got the Jets.
What?
I got the Jets, too.
Did I pick New England?
And it's in New
England. No, you got the Jets, too.
Okay, I got the Jets also. I wasn't that crazy. Because, see, the New England is favored in this one.
I'm going with New England.
And I'm thinking about going with New England, too, because the Jets don't have a quarterback.
Mm. New England don't need
it. Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
But you know what? It could be Bill Belichick's last game.
It could be me and you, Mill, that quarterback before for both teams.
Now, I'm going to leave it be.
Are you sure? No crossover?
No crossover. I'm going to leave it be.
Uh-oh. CJ, who you got? Patriots or Jets?
Jets.
Just because you going for the Patriots, I'm not crossing over on this one.
That's fine with me.
That's you.
Hey, how many games left?
We still got some more to go.
All right, Falcons and the Saints.
Give me the Saints.
Hey, Ken, hit me up with what you need from me, because I got to run out, man.
I got you. All right.
All right. Hey, I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all have a great day.
All right.
Thank you, CJ.
All right, bet.
Thank you. CJ Richardson, right. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the big friends of the Studio W Sports page. We getting in here through our NFL picks. I think I had.
You had Atlanta.
Yeah, I got down my shield on this one. I predicted the Atlanta Falcons to win the NFC South. They still got a long. They got a long shot of doing it.
I don't see that happening.
Who they playing?
The Dirty Turds.
Yeah, you mean the Saints?
The Saints. Where you get Dirty Turds from?
Because that's all they is in Atlanta right now. Because they've been playing like.
Hot garbage?
Mm. Oh, yeah, yep.
So who you got, Romar?
It definitely ain't them.
So you got the
the Saints? Yeah, the Saints.
Yes, Mill. We pick ball
and when you said that you had Atlanta at the beginning of this season, I was jive on board with you with that because on paper.
I never.
They had the best offensively team in their division. But you know what the one problem is? Desmond Ridder. He has cost them their season when it mean the most to them. They should have won it.
Not just Desmond Ridder.
Hold on, no.
Position period.
All right, hold on. If you didn't start, if you would have chose to start Heineke as your starter at the beginning of the year,
they still would have been in the same.
No. They would have.
Let me ask you a question, Omar.
They would have locked up their division and would have been and would have had a 3.3 game lead in their division.
Let me ask you a question.
All right.
Do you think it's a little unfair that they even put Desmond Ridder in that position? I mean, the dude comes in as a rookie, you're going to start him. I mean, you start a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, well, he ain't a rookie because...
No, I'm talking about from last year.
From last year, well...
You bring him in,
but that's,
he wasn't ready to start.
Well, you know, but that's because Mariota quit on the team.
And then you bring him in this year, you're right. I thought Heineke should have been the starter from the beginning.
Yeah, because regardless of the fact, you don't give a backup a 3-year, $12 million contract. That's almost a veteran starting quarterback contract.
But that's what they did.
I would have started Heineke because you would have got more out of DeJohn Robinson, Kyle Pitts, and all the receivers if you would have had Tyler Heineke as your starting quarterback.
Well, here's the other problem they had. They wait till about week 14 or whatever to start playing Cordell Patterson again, which I never understood.
Oh, so he never...
He only played.
Wait, so he ain't really touched the field a lot this year?
No.
Oh, they tripping.
That's why this will probably be Arthur Smith's last game as the head coach of Atlanta.
And that's one of the ones.
And it's so crazy because it's been mumbling of the owner wanting to sell the team also.
They got the talent there. It's the coaching.
Like I was telling Kevin.
That's why I said it doesn't matter. Was Taylor Heineke, Desmond Ridder. It was still gonna be
I was telling game. Kevin when we was walking up here, Chicago be a fool to walk away from Justin Fields right now.
How so?
How? Because you got the number one pick going into this year's draft. They already made a move where you give Justin Fields his number one and DJ Moore. You got a chance going into this draft with the number one pick and drafting the number one A in a 6'4" wide receiver in Marvin Harrison Jr. You'd be a fool to get rid of Justin Fields. Cause your defense jive good. And if you look at it, win or lose tomorrow, they got 7 or 8 wins on this season.
Well, it really depends. And what I mean by that is it depends on who they trade that number one pick to.
Right now, it looked like we sit in the commander sitting in the 3 spot. We can swap because at 3, Marvin Harrison Jr. will still be there for Chicago.
It depends. Who's got the number two? Who's picking number two right now?
I thought we were number two.
No. New England win and lose. If New England lose, they'll be the two.
See, it all depends on who gets that second spot for me because Marvin Harrison, in my opinion, if I'm the Bears, that's who you need. You keep Justin Fields. You got DJ Moore. You got a decent tight end commit. You got to have that other receiver on the other side.
Yeah.
It depends on who has that second pick.
That's what I'm saying. Like
they can throw a wrench in the game, and whoever gets that second pick might say, "I'm going to throw it all off and take Marvin Harrison."
But you know, Mop, on draft day is communications between the top three picks and their ownership and the draft teams before them picks being made. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's always communication between at least the top five.
All right, who we got next?
Oh, hold on. WB, who you got? Falcons against Saints.
Ah, right.
Where they playing?
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Well, give me the Saints.
Without Derek Carr.
I don't trust Atlanta anyway. Who you got?
I'm going with the gumbo.
Yeah, without. Okay.
Hey, Ross. Auntie.
Yes, sir.
You got Atlanta and New Orleans.
Oh, I got to go with my hometown team. Go Saints.
Yep.
So, New Orleans.
So, yeah. So, you the only one that got Atlanta, Mel.
I got down Michelle. I predicted them to win before the season. Right after the draft. I made that prediction that they was going to win. So I got to keep it going. That's all right.
I'll give you some props for that one.
Where you get that spray from, WB?
That what?
That spray.
What spray you talking about?
That I'm smelling right now.
I'll talk about that later. Jaguars and Titans.
Jaguars.
Jags.
Yeah, oh, no. Jaguars and who?
Titans.
I did have Jacksonville.
Jacksonville win, they lock up the division.
Hmm.
And Trevor Lawrence is a question.
And Trevor Lawrence may not play tomorrow. But I'm still going with Jacksonville, but.
Ah, that's a tight one.
But even though Tennessee not playing for a playoff spot, they are playing for DeAndre Hopkins to get paid. All he needs is 2 catches and 49 points.
But Jacksonville is playing for a spot.
But you know, a lot of teams, even if they know that they're not going to the playoffs, they make sure that
they're spoiling.
That's where the spoiler part comes.
They make sure that the players, certain players, get that reach their incentive mark.
Yeah, they will still lose the
game. Give me Jacksonville.
But because I believe, though, DeAndre Hopkins might be a free agent.
Well, who you got?
I'm going with Jags.
Oh, okay. You talking all this stuff, you go with the Jags.
But I'm just saying, though.
Oh, okay, all right.
It's a lot of things that can play into these games because a lot of players that don't show up might show up because they got incentives on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're talking about 2 catches, though. Two catches.
And 50 yards. You can have 2 catches and don't have nothing but 17 yards the whole game. Don't act like you ain't never seen that before.
And still lose. Seahawks versus the Cardinals. We in our 4 o'clock games now.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go Arizona because they pulled off the upset against y'all.
But Arizona was, they only 4-12, right?
They don't kill.
Yeah.
They beat Philadelphia.
And Dallas.
Yep.
It makes you feel so good, and
sadly Pittsburgh too.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, they're playing. Where they playing?
Arizona.
If it doesn't matter, why did you bring it up?
Because
what?
He likes to add things to you.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it did.
Hey, but you know what? People tend to forget. Arizona is high up there in the draft picks also.
They got the fourth.
And there's been a lot of rumblings that they might want to go after Caleb Williams. And get Kyler Murray up out of here.
That's an interesting point, Mark.
It's kind of an audition for Kyler Murray to be showing to you. Well, he showed he's back.
Yeah, if Seattle wins, then what?
But Mark, Caleb Williams already then dropped his teams that he would like to play for if he entered the draft in Arizona. Okay.
Well, it really ain't even his. I mean, I understand who he want, but it don't matter what he wanted. A team wanting, they're going to draft him.
No,
he ain't got too many options to talk about. He gonna sit out and all that because he don't.
Okay, Mark, if Seahawks win,
I don't think that's true, Mark.
Are they in? If the Seahawks win,
But I don't think that's true. I don't think that's true, Mark, because
you just want
to
argue.
No, it's a reason that Eli went to the Giants and Ryan Leaf got picked by the Chargers. Mm.
Okay, all so right. Who you got? Who you got?
I definitely ain't got the Cardinals.
Okay. All right, but he got the Seahawks.
Who got Seahawks?
Roma.
But I'm just saying because
he just like the filibuster.
No, because that year that Ryan Leaf and Eli Manning got drafted, the Chargers selected Eli Manning.
Man, that was 100 years ago.
But Eli didn't want to play for San Diego.
What does that have to do with the
Really?
Where's the current state?
Yeah, really. Okay, move right along.
With the JV, who you got? Seahawks.
Yeah, give me Seahawks.
Okay.
All right, the Eagles versus the Giants.
Okay.
Oh, Eagles are going to win this game. They got to win this one.
Let's hear this one from Mr. Emil Brown.
Man, look.
Did you pick your Eagles?
I'm always going to pick my Eagles.
Okay. You know, if I was a bystander fan, you know, I wouldn't be talking about nobody's team.
I don't know. It's no NFL team. They're in the bystander.
It sure is.
No, it's not.
They're in D.C.
No.
It used to be the Washington football team.
No.
Formerly the Redskins.
I just want to know, what has Kenneth said to you that hurt your feelings? Because all this vitriol towards my team didn't come from me.
I know
it didn't come from me, but you're wishing misery on me because another Eagles fan has attacked you in a way that has hurt your soul. That man has wrecked your soul.
Hey, Neil, that's not the real reason.
That was like the calmest soundbite ever.
Yeah.
Everybody is exactly right though. He has hit that on the head because my brother Kenny is an Eagles fan.
Yeah.
And he strikes a nerve even if he's not playing, even if they don't play us.
Oh, isn't that something?
Everybody strikes a nerve with you.
Yeah, really?
I don't poke fun at his team. When they lose, I call to see how he's doing. I don't make fun of nothing. But
every
Saturday,
I'll do it for you.
Because of what Kenny says during the week. Oh, we the number one team in this. We got the best offense this. We got the number one receiver. We got the best defense.
Oh, this is in everything. The haterism. Oh my God, that's what it is.
And we have the worst group of coordinators.
But guess what happens? Guess what happens when I'm at his house and I watch them lose while they playing?
So is somebody still getting
fired? I'm not watching football, y'all get out my house. So kick you out instantly.
Really?
And take you home.
Oh.
Oh Lord.
I would too.
Even give you a ride home.
Oh, I don't blame
you. And tell you, don't call me until when.
So
that's when I'm over the Eagles losing. By the middle of the week.
So who you got, Lamar?
As sad as it must happen to say.
Go ahead.
I'm taking the Feagles.
The who?
The Feagles.
You was better off taking the Giants.
No, I don't want to do it.
You sure?
Go ahead, pick the Giants.
I'm talking all that.
Taking Ray Finkel in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
Ray Finkel played for the Giants.
That's right.
Do you still want somebody to get fired?
Yes.
It's still standing now.
The head coach is going to be fired.
After we went at it earlier this week.
Offensive and defensive coordinator need to go.
I don't disagree with that.
The head coach is not going nowhere.
Hey, look.
Let me put that out. The head coach is not going nowhere. And the reason being is what Adam Schefter said earlier this week. There's no way Philadelphia is going to fire their winningest coach of all time.
And he only been there for 2 years.
He has the highest winning percentage of any Eagles coach in history. There's no way that they're going to let him go with that on his resume.
But Kevin, if you don't remember, after the Super Bowl, and I'm going to come to the defense of my brother right here. Going into this season, before this season even started, he had already said, we are not going to be same team offensively or defensively because of the hiring of the offensive and defensive coach. As head coaches, because he seen last year on both sides of the fall, the players bought into the system. What's happening this year in Philly? I think Jalen Hurts is not buying into the offensive coordinator of Brian Johnson, and it's been showing on the field because he's been making his own decisions at times.
It's not just the offensive side, defensive side. Look.
Yeah, because the Eagles put up 30 points last week.
and still lost.
You put up 30 points, you're supposed to win.
Now, is that not point shaving on that one?
But, yeah. No, but you look at it. It was Jalen Hurts is not going with every call that's coming into that huddle for him as from the offensive coordinator.
How you know?
It's a whole lot.
You can tell it. You can tell it from certain plays that's ran.
If you saw that game last week, there was mass confusion in between plays.
Yes. And it's been going on for the last 4 or 5 weeks.
I didn't see a whole game last week. But I'm going to tell you, now, you guys.
The offense coordinator.
If you done dropped 30 on somebody, you ain't supposed to lose that game.
Oh, so we dropped 30 on them twice and lost both of them. Yeah.
Then what was the problem? It was your defense.
I ain't going to say that either.
It had to be.
I'm not going to say that.
All right, guys.
Definitely.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, all right. Bears and the Packers.
Bears.
I'm going Green Bay.
It's not playing.
I'm going with Green Bay.
I got Green Bay.
Yeah, I think I had Green Bay also.
They're playing in Lamb.
No, you had Chicago.
They're playing in Chicago.
No. They playing in Lambeau Field.
Wow. Well, I'm sticking with Chicago then.
I'm going to stick with Chicago.
I'm going with Green Bay.
Let's go.
All right. They got more to play for.
Chiefs and the Chargers.
Oh, man. We can mail that one in.
I got Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Even without Pat Mahomes.
I'm going Chargers because already New England has nothing. Well, Kansas City has nothing to play for. They already clinched their division. Yeah. They're just going to have to go play on the road.
See, that's a losing formula.
Just that bad.
That's a losing formula there. Well, we already got it, so we don't need to do anything. That's what teams mess up.
Well, I mean, hey, a lot of teams do it because, hey, after they win a division, guess what? I ain't got to worry about nothing. I got a playoff berth.
I don't go along with that philosophy.
But
you lose momentum.
But my thing is with Kansas City, they needed to finish higher than a three seed.
Hmm.
To have a chance to go back to the Super Bowl anyway.
Give me KC.
Hey, Mark, who you got?
Now, what game is this one?
Chiefs and the Chargers.
Oh, I'm going with KC.
I don't trust anybody with BS.
He ain't even there no more.
It don't matter.
Yeah, I'm crossing over, Kev. I'm doing AI. I'm going KC. I'm doing Patty.
I just don't see them messing up.
Without Pat. Hold on.
Who?
They ain't playing tomorrow. So who the quarterback is in Kansas City?
Hold on. Mahomes ain't playing?
Nah, Mahomes ain't playing.
That's who the quarterback is in Kansas City.
But then you gotta look at the Chiefs situation. Man, give me KC. I'm staying with it.
I'd cross.
But that is a good point, man.
Who is it? Elvis Drummerville?
Blame Gabbert.
Gabbert. You look at it though, Mahone hasn't been looking that great these last few games either.
Well, it's been several.
Yeah. Honestly. He ain't been looking that great.
You can't look great when you ain't got the receivers to help you make yourself look great.
The thing about it is, he put the ball in the right position. Well, you're right.
No, he's been off. He's been off.
It's not him.
When you throw passes and everybody dropping it.
Yeah, it ain't Mahomes.
It ain't Mahomes.
I just seen the game last week.
He got the worst set of receivers in.
Kadarius Toney dropped a 6-yard pass that could have went for 40.
And what about Scantling? Scantling's another suspect.
Oh, that's the highest drop. He got the highest drop rate in the NFL.
Well, they're going to have some bunch of practice squad receivers playing because
WB,
Rasheed Rice and Kadarius Toney are not going to play in this game.
The craziest thing,
they're going to have some WB, guys that's going
to Kadarius Toney and somebody else.
Oh, man.
And Scanlon.
What about him?
Are two of maybe the top 10 receivers in the most drops in the NFL this year.
Somebody else said that during the week.
Yeah, two of the top 10.
All right. Well, they're not playing tomorrow.
How many more games we got?
That's it.
Four more.
End of the season. What?
All right. Broncos at the Raiders.
Broncos. That's easy.
Give me Vegas. Cause they fight for his coach, they fight for their coach's job next year.
I think it's too late for that.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's right. They got this.
Antonio Pierce is the intern.
Okay. All right.
They fight right. for him to yeah, become the head coach.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
All
right. I hate to say it, but I think his chances of getting the job, that job went out the door last week. Mm-hmm. But I mean, he deserves it.
So you saying that he had to win? He had to win that game last week for them to keep it 100 with him.
I believe so. I believe he needed to get him in the playoffs. I mean, you got to remember the coach before Josh McDaniels got there. That dude was. Remember they fired somebody. They fired everybody. They fired Gruden.
They did fire the coach after Gruden. They got him to the playoffs last year.
Yeah, got the dude. Got him to the playoffs. They still didn't hire him. Mm. So. I think Antonio Pierce, as much as everybody wants him to get the job, I want him to get it.
I think they're going to get it right and give him the job.
Well, I tell you what, they owe about $100 million in coaching salaries for the past. I mean, they done fired 9 dudes. I mean, they need to give the guy a shot.
And the crazy thing is, they say Gruden about to get a head coaching job this year.
I hope not.
It never fails.
I mean,
like this, they continue to get jobs.
All right, say this. Pittsburgh letting Mike Tomlin go.
Ain't happening.
No.
I'm just saying. That's right. And just a crazy universe.
Yeah, but Pittsburgh ain't that crazy.
Let Mike Tomlin go, and guess who they hire as the next head coach?
It won't be John Gruden.
It would be Gruden.
I bet you a dollar.
I guarantee you this. That happens. You will see a mutiny down at Heinz Field like you've never seen before.
That's right. I would love to see it.
Yeah, that will not happen.
To the Steelers?
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to
tell you why. They made such a stink about bringing in Michael Vick. They protested when they brought Michael Vick in.
In
Pittsburgh. They don't have the fan base strong enough to handle John Gruden.
Well, not only that, but growing up back there, this is one thing I do know. You know, they will, how can I put it, outside of maybe Dallas, they got the number one fan base in the NFL, without a doubt.
But they like coaches.
But hold on, but when it comes with that, here's the whole thing a lot of people don't look at. You're right, Neil. What a lot of people don't realize about Pittsburgh, trust me, I grew up back there. They love their players. But when you come with that change into the guard. And what people don't realize, hey man, it took that city several years to accept Mike Tomlin there because he was a black coach. Now that you go ahead and remove him, bring John Gruden in there.
Oh no. Yeah. Oh yeah.
That will turn that franchise. They ain't doing it. If nothing else, they're the most stable franchise in football.
I mean,
I think in my lifetime they've only had 3 coaches.
I would say over the last 50 years, it's only been 3 coaches.
3?
Chuck Knoll,
Bill Cowher,
Mike and Tomlin. All of them got Super Bowls.
And you know what? Mike Tomlin has earned, how can I put it? He's earned the right to have a bad season or two. Hell, Chuck Knoll.
He never had one, so yeah.
A bad season for him is 500. I mean, golly, and you gonna fire a dude?
And that's crazy because how many he's the only NFL coach right now in NFL history.
Right,
guys, to say they never had one.
All right.
Guys, a loser.
What we got?
Rams and the 49ers.
I'm going with the Rams.
Ooh. I'm going with San Francisco.
San Francisco for me.
I'm going with the Rams. The 49ers have nothing to play for. And
the Rams ain't got nothing to play for.
Yeah, they do.
It makes a difference on who they play in the playoffs.
They don't lock up their spot.
Brock's not playing. Chris McCaffrey's not playing. Debo's probably going to play up until the half.
Who do the Rams?
No, I wouldn't even play that cat. He get hurt too much. You might as well just sit him down.
But who do the Rams need to lose for them to get in the playoffs? The Rams need Seattle to lose. Seattle has to lose, and the Rams have to win for them to get into the playoffs.
I still say I'm going with the Rams.
I got Rams on this one.
All right. I'm going
49ers.
All right.
If the Rams win, they are 10-7. If the Seahawks win, they are 9-8. Rams win, they in. They don't need Seattle.
Uh-oh.
And I'm telling you now, if the Rams get in the playoffs, that's the team you don't want to play.
I feel bad for the number, what, 3C?
Or no, 2C.
Oh, that could be Dallas. That's
yeah, it. 2-7.
Yeah. It's either going to be the Lions or the Cowboys.
And either one of those could be intriguing. Okay, are we mailing in the Cowboys and the Commanders?
No. I'm going with the Commanders.
Ooh-hoo-hoo. I'm going with them too, but I know we're going to lose now.
You know what?
I'm going with the Commanders.
You know what?
I smell a crossover.
Oh, no, this isn't. I'm going Tim Hardaway on this one.
You tell two steps.
Of course,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's Commanders. Oh, that's how it's going to go. Give me the Commanders.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Give me the Commanders.
Because I've been thinking about this all week.
Oi, Cam, I got to go to your bathroom, but I want to hear
it. And I quote Stephen A. Some way, somehow, they will let you down.
Come and on, see, Cam, here's the thing.
They have hated on me all week long.
Every time when you make picks before anybody else on the show, there's always guaranteed one crossover. Appreciate
it. Yeah, and I'm saving it for this one. I'm sick and tired of catching all these stray bulls. I've been catching all season long. I have not
you know what? I'm going to surprise you, Raymond.
I have not disrespected the Dallas Cowboys.
I know we guaranteed
that. You know what? I love it. There you go.
All season long. So for this last one, I want Dallas to lose. I want Dallas to lose.
Me too.
And you know what, though? And you know what? Hey,
this is one of those games that Dallas will mess around and lose.
Yep. Exactly.
And you know what's funny, though?
I'm going to take the Commanders in this game.
Yep.
And look, I'm going with the Commanders for this one reason. Ron Rivera has been tripping everything up before. He's going to find a way to trip up our number two pick.
Yep.
Watch what I tell you.
Those things above. And then, yes.
Oh, that's the only reason why. And the thing about it is this. He done messed everything up in the last 4 years. 4 years in a row.
Yes. So he has to mess us up. This is birthright.
And this is your last game probably ever. So you gotta go out with, you're not gonna go out with a loser. And this has been the one time that he's gonna coach them up. They're gonna play their best game. They're gonna have release all the frustration of an eight. Wrong. And we on an 8-game losing streak.
You're wrong, though.
How's that?
Man, go to bathroom.
Run the bat. Run the football.
Ron Rivera can trick it up, and if Bill Belichick trick up and win against the Jets, guess what? We still get the number two pick.
Yeah, he'll find Rivera gonna find a way to lose something. Good. So I'm going with the Commanders.
Good. All right,
we got one more game.
One more game. Which one is that?
Buffalo and Miami.
I got Buffalo.
Buffalo.
I got Buffalo too. But Mark, who you have? Buffalo or Miami?
Ooh, boy.
I'm going to go with Buffalo.
I'm going Buffalo too.
And here's the catch. The pressure is on the Bills for this reason. Because, you know, if they have to rely on,
is that the last game?
That's the last game.
And they win the division.
If they win, they win the division. But if they lose, they may be out.
All together. Well, no, because they need a Pittsburgh loss. They need a Pittsburgh loss and anybody between Houston
and Jacksonville, right?
Houston, Jacksonville, and Indianapolis to lose. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Mark.
They just need one of those. They need three teams to lose.
Good. Hey, Mark.
Yo, what's up?
We about to get on out here, but I want to close out this show by giving your thoughts on the fight that has just been set. Francis Ngannou will face off against Anthony Joshua in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Mark, talk to me.
What did I tell y'all about 2 weeks ago? All bets is off with what's happening now.
Oh, you're like Deontay?
Hey, Mark.
It's the money.
Hey, Mark, is that a fight for, like, a contender for the belt?
Yeah.
No, this is what's happening. See, this is how you know the state of boxing. I'm telling you now, Saudi Arabia is getting ready to be the hub for boxing. They got the money. I mean, Romo, they'll put you and I out there for 10 minutes.
No, I'm only asking that question because I know that the last time we talked about boxing, we both was talking about like Joshua and Wilder had to win to set up basically the match for the number one contender for the belt.
Well, I'm gonna tell you.
And Deontay let us down. So I'm saying is Ngannou Joshua the number one contender fight for a chance at the championship belt?
Well, I'll tell you how this is going to work now. See, 2 weeks ago, Deontay Wilder got in there and just looked horrific. That's number one. I don't know if age has caught up to him. I don't know what happened.
Well, they said that was his first time fighting in like 2 years since his last fight. I didn't even know it was 2 years though.
Yeah, well, he fought Robert Hellenius. That fight lasted about a minute and a half.
That was like 2 years ago though.
Here's the deal with that. Anthony Joshua needed a convincing fight to get his stock back. He got it. Here's the problem. Everybody's gotten infatuated with the point that Francis Ngannou knocked Tyson Fury down. Where people tend to forget Steve Cunningham, a cruiserweight. It's been about 6 years ago. Basically knocked Tyson Fury out. He got up. I don't know how. 190-pound dude knocked him down. And you got the hardest puncher in the world hitting. And hell yeah, he's going down. He got hit right behind the ear. The problem is going to be this. I don't know if anybody's seen Anthony Joshua. Man, this brother looks like Adonis.
I know you said that he's like the most technical fighter right now.
Yeah, and what's going to happen? They putting Ngannou in there. I'm worried for AJ. I ain't going to lie to you a little bit because he's suspect of getting himself knocked out.
That's why I got Ngannou by knockout.
And I'll be honest with you.
Do it come back uppercut?
What has happened now, I knew this was going to happen. They got a position, Francis Ngannou, to get in a title fight because they're so fixated because now it sounds crazy. He's the biggest draw in boxing. And so.
Ain't he a former MMA fighter?
Sure. Yes. But I will say this. On record, they say he's the hardest puncher in the world.
Yes.
And if he catches you, good night. And that's basically what almost happened to Fury. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't a bad knockdown. Fury actually was trying to avoid the full contact of that punch when he went down. So, I mean, it is what it is. But the bottom line is he knocked him down.
But he just saw Deontay Wilder with no fighting style.
Here's the problem with Joshua.
That's what I'm getting from him.
Yeah, here's the problem. I love Joshua. He's my favorite heavyweight. The problem is that if it's a technical fight, Joshua wins easy. I'm scared he's gonna get caught.
No, because he don't like to get hit.
And if he gets caught, and you know the whole, you know, here's the key to the. I'm gonna be honest with you. The key to what happened with Fury and Ngannou, couple things. I don't think Fury trained seriously for this. He thought it was gonna be an exhibition, and he was gonna just take it over. And he figured Ngannou would be tired after three rounds because in MMA, Ngannou got a history of being tired after about the second round. He gassed. But what Tyson Fury didn't think about is that he had Mike Tyson and other boxing guys working with him. If you ask me, Joshua is supposed to win this. But if I go with my gut, I think he's going to get knocked out. I'm just being honest, just because boxing has gotten to a point now where technical stuff doesn't even matter anymore. It seems like, I mean, they want Ngannou. This is going to be amazing, man, because if Ngannou wins this fight, he's looking at $100 million.
So that set up another fight with Tyson Fury?
Well, no, hold up. Not really. Because see, Tyson Fury got to get past, Usyk, and that's not no guarantee. To be honest with you, this is the first time I've brung it up, but I want to say it. I'm predicting Fury going to lose.
That's for the belts, right?
Yeah, he's not going to beat this dude. This dude beat Joshua twice. Trust me, Joshua had him in trouble in that second fight, could not get this dude out of there. Usually if Joshua gets you, I'm gonna tell you the truth, with Ngannou. He gets Ngannou in trouble, he catch him, I'm telling you now, it's over. But Joshua's he's subject to getting hit with that one punch. That's what scares me. And it ain't like it's coming from Dillon White or something. This is coming from Ngannou. And if that brother catches you.
And them Jones be short with all the power too.
Oh yeah, but man, but you ever see this dude's arms? I mean,
I see how big they is.
This dude hits you. So basically, Mil, Romar, to be honest with you, the state of boxing is this. The big names are going to start fighting over in Saudi Arabia. The majesty or prince or whatever that dude's name is got the money.
But Mark, what it come down to, like you said, they going over there. Even if they don't put on their best performance, they going over there because of the purse.
Well, hey, let me tell you, Wilder got like $20 million for that fight.
I'm not mad. And guess what Deontay said? Well,
I ain't mad at him either. Go get the money, bro.
I might don't have to fight for another 2 to 3 years so another big payday come up.
But I'm going to tell you now, he don't want to do that. Because he didn't decline. You can tell there's a decline in his, and you can, trust me, I watched it. The quickness is not there. He's getting hit.
That he couldn't fight from the beginning.
Joseph Parker wasn't supposed to be able to do that. Anthony Joshua blew him away. Dillon White knocked him out. I mean, I'm not saying he ain't a good technical fighter, but he ain't supposed to do that against Wilder. That's not supposed to happen.
Deontay, to me, only looked for one thing and one thing only. The one hit wonder.
Well, I'd say you never lose your power. He's lost his quickness. You can ask Roy Jones that question. That's how he started getting stretched out. You never lose your power, but you lose your quickness.
You sure? Because Mike Tyson still look quick.
No. Like I said, you don't lose that power, but that ability to not get hit anymore is what gets lost. Because that, like Roy Jones, I'm telling you, I remember it like it was yesterday. Roy Jones was on there. He was talking about right before Antonio Tarver, how he's able to avoid a punch, how he can get back quick. Antonio Tarver went in there and studied that film, said this dude then went from heavyweight to light heavyweight to back down to middleweight to light heavyweight. You losing some.
But how would you grade that fight between him and Mike Tyson? Because Mike was quick.
Well, I put it to you like this. Mike carried him because Mike could have took him out if he wanted to.
He could have put him out in the second round probably.
You know, he just had respect for him and he just, trust me, because Roy hit Mike with something one time, and everybody said, "Uh-oh." Mike got pissed off, and you know, but he took it easy. Mike
took it easy. But Roy also said, "I couldn't take too many more of them punches from Mike."
Well, I couldn't take too many more of them punches from Mike. I mean, hey, trust me, Mike hits you. When Mike dig up into the body, bro, it's a whole different beast. And like I said, the state of boxing now is sad. Maybe in the lower weight classes with Tank Davis and Shakur Stevenson, Devin Haney, and, you know, Teofimo Lopez, those guys, you'll see legitimate fights.
Is Bud that Crawford, the focus? Because Canelo, that's where the focus was that when Roy, when Floyd was still fighting. Like,
yeah,
you get the biggest draws from the lightweights and stuff like that.
Well, here it is. The state of boxing for heavyweights is getting ready to become a sideshow. They ain't making no wonder, number one contenders and all. Man, Francis Ngannou had one fight and all set. He the number two ranked heavyweight in the world.
Okay, so alright, Francis Ngannou is the new Buster Douglas.
I'm not gonna say that. What I'll say is this. Sounds crazy. He's the new Mike Tyson. Because see, everybody anticipates Ngannou coming in there and taking you out. He's dangerous, regardless if he was in MMA or whatever. When you're the hardest puncher in the world, you're dangerous.
But you ain't got, he don't have no boxing skill to me.
Well, he don't need it when he unload on you. I mean, he's got some skills. No, you know this. To be an MMA, you gotta have somewhat boxing skills.
Yeah, but like, to be a full-time boxer, the boxing skills to me don't show enough. Well, like you say, all he gotta do is catch you.
Well, I'm tell you
that. That's what Mike did early in his career.
Guys, we got to get out. It's 11:45. We got to get out of here, man. Look, I'm going to tell y'all this. Francis Ngannou got better feet work than Deontay Wilder. He does.
I ain't saying that's
and
cool.
You talk about him as being a stash boss, so you got to give that man his props, too. So, guys, thank y'all for joining us this morning. We will pick this up next week. It has been the Studio W Sports page. I had to thank Hassan Fountain and Aaron Turner, the owner and the general manager of the Richmond Ranchers, for joining us this morning. CJ, greatest Cowboy fan of all time, thank you for joining us this morning. Auntie Roz, thank you for joining me, and also Sid and Mark. Thank you all for spending y'all Saturday morning. It has been the Studio W Sports page brought to you by J&J. And as always, love you all, and I'll see y'all in church tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Hello, darkness.